In order to really understand the reality which is not self, we should study just one word at a time clearly. For example, the word Chetana. What is that? Is it real? Is it rupa or nama? Little by little. It is real.
Chetana is real.
Is it self? Me or I? The Chetana.
Chetana is self now.
That's why we have to understand perfectly clearly that all dharmas, whatever is real, is not self, never. Hardness cannot belong to anyone. It cannot be self. It's hard. So is Chetana real?
Chetana is real, but it's not self.
Right. It's real. So sin is arises, it has to be either kusala, or akusala, or vipaka, or kriya, right? When it arises as kusala, it cannot be akusala, vipaka, or kriya, right? Nobody can change. So, can Chetana not be the intention to kill? See? At moment of stretching my hand, without Chetana, can the rupa reach out? See, there must be Chetana each moment, but they are different. Some moment it is... Some moment Chetana is vipaka, conditioned by karma, the same of citta which experience it. Is Chetana arising with seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, kusala? Whenever citta arises, Chetana is the factor for its arising. But it depends on whether it is kusala Chetana or akusala Chetana or just the vipaka, because karma conditioned it to arise not to be wholesome or unwholesome but to be vipaka, arising with vipaka Chetasika. The function of Chetana which arises with vipaka is different from when it arises with akusala Chetasikas and kusala Chetasikas. So its function is just coordinate all the reality which arises with it to perform the function. See, that is the Chetana as vipaka. But when it's kusala, it is a cause, not the result. So it must be kusala or akusala and kriya varahata. So Chetana is different. At moment when it arises to be vipaka, it's different from to be kusala or akusala. Stretching my hand, kusala or akusala. See, it can be kusala or akusala depending on its function at that moment. And can it be kriya for ordinary purpose? Only for arahat, it is kriya. See, only that. So at moment of lifting it up, it's Chetana, intention to do such manner. No self, no one at all.
So, Chan, you were referring to kusala and akusala as function.
Each reality has its own characteristic, its own function.
But each reality, kusala and akusala, is a function?
Kusala, what do the seeker? Lopa has the function
intention
of being attached.
Okay. That's lopa. But the lopa is being attached, but the lopa is also akusala. So the akusala, when you say akusala function, what do you mean?
It performs such kusala manners, deeds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it means that if it is attached, it is not only attached, it is also akusala. It's functioning, because I heard you said...
How many jetasikas arising at moment of being akusala? All of them must be kusala, but different characteristic and different function.
Each one have different functions.
Yes.
But do we also say the kusala and akusala are functions?
To be born as kusala by chati, there are four chatis.
Okay.
That's why we have to understand different aspects.
Okay. So we don't separate being kusla and akusla from the function of each?
It has its own function, the method it is vipaka, akusla or akusla. Okay. Yeah.
So we say, for example, vipaka also is a function.
Chitta. Chetasikas has different function, no matter it is vipaka. The lopa cannot perform the function of dosa, no matter if it is vipaka or what. So, Chetana performs the function of intention when it's kusla or akusla, but it performs the function of coordinate the jetasikas and chitta to perform its function, different functions. Can see perform the function of hearing? Can Chetana perform the function of lobha? See, it has its own characteristic and its own function. Chetana cannot be lobha. It cannot attach. So no one at all, only different chittas and chetasikas. At moment of just moving my hand to this, is it kamma?
Kamma is that every word?
Kamma. Is it kamma just to move your hand, pick up?
No. Why not? See, you cannot change its reality and its function. But it's not kusala or akusala kamma. It is vipaka when it arises with seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. But when there is intention to get this, the intention is kusala or akusala. The intention to reach out and pick up this, kusala or akusala chetana.
So, Achan, it's always kamma, but whether it's kamapatha or not is another question.
Right, many degrees.
So,
it's kamma. Each time there's attachment, and I go and pick this up, it's lopa, which is kamma, akusla kamma. The chetana is there, it is kamma. But it's not kamma patha that will produce result, such as in stealing. I did not steal. I just picked up and what was given with attachment, but I did not steal it. When it's stealing, then it's kamma patha. So it's all kamma, all kusla and all akusla are kamma, but only some are kamma patha. Kamapatha is when it can produce, it's a whole, the cause of action.
And it's much stronger, it will be much stronger when it's a kusla kamapatha, it means completed course of action. It will be much stronger, like when you, for example, when there is killing, that's very strong, a kusala, that's called a kusla kamapatha. When there is intention to kill, that's very dangerous. And will bring can bring unpleasant results.
Is that chetana now? What kind?
What kind of chetana? Only chetana do I have? Is what?
And can it be kamapatha, kusala, kusala kamapatha at this moment when there is giving and sharing? As opposed to just ordinary kamma, it can also be kammapatta at the level of giving and sharing, which will bring results later on.
You, last word was a patha.
Kammapatta. Yes. In this sense, it also means completed course of action. So when there is giving and sharing something useful with other people, that's called kusala kamapatha, which will bring results later on. Different from just ordinary when we reach out our hands and want to get a drink for ourselves, that's lobha. That's not, it will not bring a kusala kamapatha, I will not bring vipaka later on because it's just not strong enough.
So even this ajahn is not a kusala karma.
Is that clinging?
No, I mean, if I give it, whether with attachment or just giving somebody this much,
but
from here to there,
when they, this is very good, it's a clinging.
There can be clinging.
See,
but
so
I'm saying this action of passing on food to different people is not a kusala karma.
But can lopa be in between?
Yes.
So quickly.
But is it kamapatha?
Of course. Kusala kamapatha, certainly.
Is it patha?
Yeah, I, yes, it's...
Is it patha?
Yes.
It's done.
It's done.
So completely.
Yes.
Okay, so it can produce results.
So seeing, hearing, it can produce seeing, hearing.
Seeing cannot produce anything.
It can produce seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting in the future.
Done. We're talking about done here.
Vipaka is the result only. It cannot be the cause.
You can even tell people, patuma modana, you can tell other people about it too, and they can rejoice in that. That's a kusala kamapattu. There are the conditions for kusala, vipaka later on down the track.
The distinction I'm making here, Achan, is that Asha made the dish. I didn't make, I just served.
Why is she is making it?
Huh?
Some kusala citta and some akusala citta.
And she made the dish. I'm just passing on.
Mm. With some akusala and some akusala.
But the,
some
I know there must be kusala also, but the kusala looks like too weak to condition.
That's why it's I all the time. Because it's not known as it is yet one by one.
But it can be kusala kamapata. It can be. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
When it's completed, for example, if you just think to pass it to the other, just thinking is kusala citta, not karma yet. But at the moment when you pass on, it's karma. The action is done.
But in between, there's so much of kusala.
But that even negates the fact that, like, when
but we talk about just one reality at a time, jetana only, see?
In fact, just now, my intention was to make a point about Dhamma.
Follow me. And next.
That was a different intention.
The kusala and akusala intention can be known, but that which arises, vipaka, cannot be known.
Excuse me, Acha.
The kusala chetana and the akusala chetana can be known, but the chetana which arises with seeing, hearing, vipakas cannot be known. But is there?
But
is pasa be known? Other chetasika? Pasa?
Cannot be known. And Ajahn, is it possible to know when is kamapata and when is just simple?
Most people think that I do good deeds, not knowing that they are different chetasikas arising together.
That's right, Ajahn. It's still so much I that we ask questions with I and we're not going to get the answers. We just get some answer which I again wants to hear. So in the end, let's just keep on listening to Dhamma, about Dhamma. Remember that there's no self. There's no self for that too. But just remember that it's so much ignorance. We're asking about the story of ignorance, and ignorance is now, and we don't even know what it is.
I pass this to Akhil. Is this kusala?
No, ma'am, please.
Yes, I have kusala. It kusala this. Not me.
Ma'am, utpatti and nipatti. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, because without utpatti, can there be the situation or I or anything? So it begins, the cause is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And it's upatti by kamma, from the past previous kamma, we don't know when and what.
So Acharya, you're saying that without seeing,
can there be the idea of I will make this for the others?
Yes. Or this, will there be the thinking to pick up that particular drink?
So all depends on the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking about these, seeing the object. Usually we think about the object which is seen and experienced, not just thinking, not thinking about that which experienced at all, because the clinging to that is I, even it's not I. The five khandhas, vijnana khanda, rupa khanda, now no one pay interest or no one know about it. So the, not only the object can be known as not self, but here the citta and the cetasikas should be known as not self, not only this or that. Seeing is not self, it sees this. Hearing is not self. Each citta now arises and falls away, no one at all. And panya develops little by little, unknown at all. That now is working its reality of panya. Panya develops understanding from time to time, little by little. That's why it develops into high panya, great panya, depending on conditions. Can the arising and falling away of the nimitta of seeing be experienced? Now, everyone understands that it arises and falls away. But this level of understanding cannot experience it. It has to be higher, which means more letting go. Because seeing is followed by hearing, for example, or thinking. But no attention to seeing that is gone. And the next one is that which does not see but think, or other citta, which is not the last one, which has fallen away, but no idea about that which has gone, as nothing more, nothing at all. It's gone forever, nothing to return, the sound, the whisper object. So how can there be the understanding of the arising and falling away? Because attachment is to the other object which follows immediately. Until there's the understanding that actually it's not me, it's a reality, it's condition, no matter what. Letting go the past one which has completely gone and pay attention to next one and see they cannot arise together, on and on, until just one is the object arise and falls away. That is not just hearing, considering, listening, see? It's more than that, because there is attention or right awareness. When we use the word right awareness, it has to accompany it by panya. Without panya, it cannot be sammasati or sati of the Eightfold Path. It's only sati which starts to appear because it arises with some level of understanding now. Whenever there is any kind of kusala, there must be sati, which is not forgetful about that, like giving, for example. Is there any idea to give this to you again? See? Mm-hmm. Each moment passed with avijja, no understanding of the truth of that which arises because of its arising and gone no more in any life in samsara, never to return. This moment is not past moment at all. And is this true? That is panya, which can understand the truth. Do you like kunroti?
Yes.
The visible object or the sound of the word of the name? Or what? Different object at a time, so fast. Because you have seen kunroti, you can dream of him. See? And what citta is there at the moment of dreaming about kunroti? It can be like or dislike to the name. See? Because when you hear the word roti, when you hear the word kunsundra, see? Different reality, like or dislike, always there by conditions. You cannot force it to be different, to make different, because it cannot be different from the way it is. Like is like, dislike is dislike. Only the name, you think of the characteristic, the eyes, the appearance, see. But you just hear the word, or think about that word, and everything is there, as somebody. For example, masara. See, you don't think about other kind of tea or coffee, but it's that. Many story about it, how to make it.
You were earlier thinking maybe dreams are vipaka, result of past. But in a way we can also say result in the sense that we dream, we think what we think now, as a result of accumulated tendencies. What we accumulated in the past, the tendency to, that's why we're thinking the way we think now. But it's still not vipaka. It's still kusla or akusla.
Then sir, there's one more query in my, when we have got the understanding of that particular movement, then still there are defilements. Why?
You mean, say, when wisdom arises,
yes.
Why it does not eradicate all the defilements?
Yes, sir.
You think, what do you think about it again?
Sir, still, we know. Wisdom, exactly, you are at the very higher level. I want to say that at this very moment, I know this is a very moment. I know very well this is a very moment. It's arising and falling of realities. I'm experiencing from the five senses. Still, I know this is a very moment and I'm practicing it. There, still the defilements are there. Why?
So your question is quite a common amongst a lot of people, put in a different way. Some people will say, like our friend Betty, her family would say, you're listening to Dhamma, why you get so angry? Why you still get so angry? You go to Dhamma every Saturday and you're still so angry. Yeah. So it's similar to that question, right?
He also used the word that he's practicing, right?
Right, right.
He's practicing.
See, you know, even now, you know, suppose even now you know exactly that visible object is just visible object.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Even though you know, which is quite unlikely because what you know is intellectual. You don't really know the characteristic of visible object. But even if you know the characteristic of visible object as visible object, Achan was earlier talking about sappa parinya. Even at the intellectual level, has it been sappa parinya that you know around, all over, that any time someone asks you what is this, you know that it's just rupa, or you sometimes say, oh, it's a paper, or see, so your knowledge goes many levels. Only at the sotapatti magga are certain defilements completely eradicated. But even then, a sotapatti magga, no more wrong view, still has ignorance and attachment. So you see how it's not, it's very hard, because why? As Achan sometimes compared, if our kilesas could be made into rupa, it will fill the whole universe. That much. So it's not easy to just go.
It's not easy, sir. By practice and practice, experiencing
by
and experiencing.
Developing, I don't want to use the word practice. By the development of understanding.
The fourth point was practicing according to the Dhamma,
practicing
right?
Practicing according to Dhamma here means that it's direct understanding of the Dhamma, according to that Dhamma.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about hearing when there's no hearing, but there's seeing. So practice according to Dhamma at that moment of seeing would be understanding seeing or visible object, whatever appears at that moment.
That fourth factor is Dhammanu Dhamma Patipada, which means following in accordance with what those previous factors are.
And for the fourth factor must be no self, right?
From the very beginning, even hearing, there must be the understanding of what is heard is no self.
If you have no understanding, then you're choosing with wrong understanding anyway. So nobody, it's just by conditions. It just refers to hearing the Dhamma, and understanding arises, and just Dhamma is no control, no self.
And what do you mean by practice? What is it?
I'm experiencing.
Can it be now? Can it be now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that is seeing, and what is practicing?
Can you give an example? There's seeing now, there's hearing, and what would it be if practice arose? What is that? Can you explain what practice is now, for example?
Ma'am, as told by you about the five senses, as told by you the realities, as told by you the chittas and chetasikas.
Not me.
By Buddha, but I get to know about from you only.
Okay, no one, only realities, rising and falling away.
And we know about it.
So what is we?
We is no self.
So you what is it? So that you can say it's not self, but what is it then? It's not me, so what is it? Because it's now.
It's now that very moment.
Practice or what? Or listen and
ma'am,
understand?
Ma'am, it's listening and understanding.
But no one is practicing, no practicing.
Thinking about that whole past moment is also practicing.
By yourself or by conditions?
By.
Learn to detach from taking reality for self.
Can there be practice with the idea of I practice?
Why not, sir?
If there's I and wrong understanding that there is an I,
no,
that cannot be practice.
That cannot be practice.
So, what is practice, and what do you understand by practice? Now, for example,
realization.
What realization?
How come?
Pardon me.
How come?
By thinking.
Realization by thinking. Thinking is thinking, not realization. Buddha didn't just think about the Four Noble Truths, everything now, but he exactly, precisely, directly experienced the truth. That's why he said everything is conditioned. Seeing right now, no one can make it arise or practice it to be there because it's conditioned to arise. By conditions, if there is no hearing the teachings at all, how can there be the understanding of that which arises and falls away? By conditions, no one there. So each reality performs its function. Can avijja practice?
No, ma'am.
It cannot understand anything. Each one has its own characteristic.
So why you say Avishya cannot practice?
Because I know, sir.
But what is practicing is avicca, not right understanding.
No, because avicca is avicca. It's a reality
that
has certain function, characteristic. It does not know anything. Whereas when we say practice, it must refer to panya, isn't it? Panya chetasika, that knows, that understands. So we actually talk about from beginning to end being the development of panya, starting with at the intellectual level, pariyati, then patipati, then pativeda. Patipati is actually the meaning, what we usually refer to as practice. When it's direct understanding of a reality, that is practice. Otherwise, if we are just hearing and understanding intellectually, that's not yet called practice.
It's patipati.
That is pariyati, just hearing.
And patipati is into the?
It's understanding right now.
There is higher understanding, more direct to realities right now, which is patipati. And the time you should understand that as to do patipati. But actually, there is the understanding, there is no self, right? But so very little, very vague. It's not the strong understanding enough to understand right now about the arising and falling away of reality. But the arising and falling away is real. It can be proven that it's not self. It's only conditioned to arise and fall away. So what can lead to that direct understanding, to understand, not by thinking or considering or hearing. See? But without understanding at the moment of just the word of the Buddha, like sabbe dhamma anatta, no exception, whatever is real is anatta, not belong to anyone. It has its own characteristic. No one can stop its arising, and no one can change its characteristic. So what is patipati? How come to have direct understanding, not just theoretical understanding? It like now, citta, seeing, is conditioned, and there must be its proper condition for its arising. Because the sound cannot condition seeing at all. So having more and more understanding, no change at all, it's permanent. I can do, I can practice. This hinders the truth of reality, that each reality is anatta. So the word anatta conforms with each word of the teachings. Going to meditation center, is it anatta? See? And did Buddha tell someone to go to see him? You go to the place and do like this, sitting like this, for hours, standing or walking unnaturally. What for? Not to understand at that very moment what is said, not I. No practice, but understanding. Understand it. No one can make anything arise. From hearing this, there must be a little level of letting go the idea of self with attachment to it. Because after seeing 3 moments, there is attachment for sure from accumulation. It oozes immediately as something appears. There is no seeing, no attachment to seeing, because there's no seeing. But whenever what arises, attachment is there. It's not anusya, but it is asava, which is now. Keep on. Each moment of seeing there must be the kamasava, avichasava, and ditisava. Unknown, because very, very little. So the practicing is meant by the meaning, like the Thai take it for doing. But actually, it's not I will practice or I will do. But what is the understanding which comes from hearing, listening, considering until understand all are anatta, no matter is seeing or thinking or like or dislike, whatever is conditioned to arise, it's no one, and no one can make it arise because actually there's no one. And this is a development of understanding. If you listen just once, can you letting go the idea of self at this moment of seeing? Impossible. So if there's no letting go at all, the arising and falling away goes on like usual. It's not known because it's attached to whatever is there, arising, and then the new one follows instantly. You don't know that that one has gone, never to arise again. So you think that the next one is exactly the same, the one that you like or dislike. But from understanding this, it conditions a little letting go. So even the intellectual understanding, letting go, the idea which always there when there is no hearing, listening, considering that what is true and what is not true. The letting go is not self. It's the panya from understanding what is heard, what is listened, what is carefully investigating. Because there is not always seeing. There is not always hearing. There is not always thinking. The thinking yesterday, the hearing yesterday of just a moment ago, fall away, pass away, unknowingly all the time. So whatever we is attached to is gone. But wrong understanding think that it stays, it's permanent. Until what Buddha taught us about reality is uncontrollable, not to go to practice. What is the goal, the point of going there? To know what? Not understand this moment. But what Buddha taught is here and now. Anytime, anywhere.
I mean, Acharya often talks about the development of understanding involving the levels of what's called Satyayana, Kichayana, Katayana. All this Satyayana is intellectual and firm intellectual understanding that it's now. So anything that we've heard, everything that we've heard about the Dhamma with understanding must lead to this direction. That it's now, the Dhamma is now. And yesterday she brought up Sapa Parinya also. Again, that's all about now.
That's very appropriate for today, because today is Asala Puja, which is the commemoration of the Dhamma Chakras Pavattana Sutta, and those three rounds that Ajahn has often spoken about, the Satchanyana, Kichanyana and Katanyana, the other 12 rounds, 3 times 4 equals 12, which is spoken about in the Dhammacakka Sutta. So that it's a reality. These refer the Dhammacakka Sutta, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, refers to realities that are appearing, and the Buddha helped the Panchavakya, Kundanya, and Asaji, and Mahanama, and Badya, and Wapa, you know, to help them understand, what are you saying, Lord? What are you saying? And little by little, Kundanya, he understood. But he had the wisdom accumulated from the past to understand those Dhammas. And of course, we know about Asaji. He was the last of the Panchavakya to become enlightened, but he heard the Dhamma, and lately he was able to go on and talk to Sariputta. We've spoken about that a little bit earlier on. So the Buddha was referring in that talk to realities which are appearing.
Can Sati understand? You have heard that word, Sati?
Yes,
yeah. What is it? Just one word needs many, many.
Let it make it a little more difficult. Can Sammasati understand?
Sammasati.
Yeah. Can Sammasati understand? Right. What can understand?
What is it that can understand?
I mean, you said samasati cannot understand. So, what can understand? Make it easier. What performs the function of understanding? Which reality performs the function of understanding?
Which one?
See, you're saying chitta and chetasika. Just now we referred to samasati. That's also a chetasika, and you said it does not understand. So which chitta, which chetasika understand? Samasati does not understand, something else understands, right? Samasati is kusla also.
Which one performs the function of understanding?
So, because we know there are 52 chetasikas, some of them are wholesome and some of them are unwholesome, but there is a chetasika which we've talked a lot about here that understands, that has the function of understanding the reality which appears.
What can let go the idea of self?
Understanding.
Right. Can sati let go the idea of self?
Sati, no man.
No. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ma'am, you... sorry. Don't take it otherwise. You all are having so much good terminology, na?
I am one person who never cares about terminology. But it comes up when you hear. And it should come with understanding rather than just remembering. So no need to get upset about not knowing and remembering the terminology.
Is patience real?
Is patience real?
It's real.
What is it? Not you, for sure, but what is it?
Is it rupa? Is it rupa?
Patience.
Is it rupa?
It's a mental phenomenon. Chetasika.
Yeah. Okay.
Wholesome, unwholesome. Wholesome, unwholesome.
Patience is, ma'am, wholesome.
Really? All the time?
No, not all the time.
Can it be unwholesome?
Sometimes.
What we take for patience, like if we talk in terms of the Dhamma as a barami and a factor of the path, then we are talking about wholesome. But it's still one same chetasika, viriya.
Viriya energy.
Yeah. So if that viriya arises with akusla, then it's akusla patience. For example, a thief trying to open a safe, listening very patiently, that's akusla patience.
It depends upon concepts and situations.
Sir, is not patience at all, sir?
Not patient to be atosa, because it's dosa. No patient to be atosa. But dosa arises with viriya as well. That's why we has to listen to the teachings, because we cannot know exactly how many jitas arises with patient, or patient arises with how many jitta. Can patient arise with seeing right now? Does it need patience to consciousness?
No, no.
That's why it is uppatti.
Uppatti.
That's why seeing is uppatti, you mean, Ajahn?
The 10 jittas.
Yeah, seeing is uppatti. And
the others are nipatti.
Viriya is nipatti.
And sometimes we know that sometimes people seem to be patient, but they might be just patient because they're scared of saying something. You know, so somebody might seem very patient, but so it's going to depend upon always the quality of the chitta. always depends on the quality or the nature of the citta, the behavior of the citta. So sometimes it's always going to depend upon the behavior. Is it skillful or is it unskillful? And we know people can seem to be patient sometimes because they're fearful of saying something.
Do you have more time to think about patience?
With patience, we will be back with patience.
Yeah, because it's beyond our guess or think about it as whether it arises with patience or not. For example, the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting doesn't need patience. Among the citta, which doesn't arise with the roots, there are only two which has patience with it. The manodvara vachana and hasitupada. The others do not have patience with it. It does need patience. It's beyond our thought.